We are a breed of our own. We're a familiar sight in the community. Icons, really. Even though we're just moulded collection dogs, giant money boxes, if you like. You'll find our smaller cousins on the counters of shops and businesses. Our big dogs sit at the front of most Coles and some Woolworths stores, where kids love to ride on them. In the days when we used to carry a slogan saying, "Please feed me," you'd be amazed how many children would take that literally, generously sharing their biscuits, Smarties and lollies. And now that our slogan has changed to "Help me grow into my harness," people stick mainly to our healthier diet of loose change. It's fun to watch patiently as mums juggle bags of shopping and that loose change received from the checkout operator, knowing that these coins are sure to fall on the ground. That's when their children will help retrieve them and rush over to place them through our waiting slot. Thanks, kids! Some of us get picked up by members of the guide dog support group, where we're emptied and the money gets counted and bagged. Ultimately, most of us stay at our stations 24/7 and wait for a visit from a guide dog's New South Wales ACT staff member to see how we're going. On their knees, emptying out our contents and cleaning up our coats, which get lovingly stroked by young sticky fingers. It's sometimes hard to keep a straight face when the staff had to deal with remarks like, "Are you a qualified vet?" or "There must be a name for what you're doing to that dog," and "That dog must be enjoying that. There's a smile on his face." Furthermore, when our warned or chipped noses are getting a touch-up with black paint, someone's sure to quip, "I need a nose job too." I rest my case. We're a breed of our own.